Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I just wanted to take a quick moment and thank everybody for coming out to the show. It was a great show. Appreciated everybody. The monkey was in good form. The ducks well behaved. The spiders, well, they kind of just walked all over the place and did trickle, 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 trackle. And I really don't know what the heck happened to my good buddy, the llama. The llama just kept its head in the ground the entire show. I have no idea why. But thanks, everybody. It was a great show. Thanks. Let's clap, 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 clap.
Yep. Good night, everyone.
Oh, hi, EW. You're there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was stuck behind this llama.
I know. Llama's a son of a biscuit, isn't she?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck's wrong with this llama.
I think this llama's growing a second head. And unfortunately, it's put that one in the ground, too. Silly arsed llama. What? What? I don't know what you're saying.
I don't want... If anyone else got the same thoughts I did, they just got the same image.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just hit a special stick and ignore that altogether.
Yeah.
See, Renee's not looking at it. Hi, Renee. Hi, Mark. Mark took off. Okay.
He's rebooting.
I love that show, by the way. Reboot! Really wish they'd bring that out. I have the DVDs on that. I should watch that someday.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah, I got the whole series now that they finally eventually put it out again.
Yeah. Hey, can I brag a minute?
Is it about zombies?
It's about what zombies like.
Brains?
Metallica.
We would normally put that at the end of the show, eh? But go ahead, put in a quick mo.
No, actually, I was going to say something different. damn, and I lost it already.
See?
I had it here, but there was an awesome group forming together with Kiss. Oh, Def Leppard. Def Leppard and Kiss are going to be doing a tour this summer.
But dude, the drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm.
Exactly.
You know the song I'm talking about, right? It's from Bloodhound Gang.
Yes.
The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm. It's a very fun song. But we got us another After Rot show here. This is like, we're like talking about zombies and like dead things and comic books and like whatever the hell else we got that I want to talk about. And I got like a whole list of things to talk about. Well, I got a hand. Well, I just want to talk about one thing. Cookies are good for you.
I know. I just got done eating what you gave me.
Okay. If that was one of my cookies, you are lucky to still be alive.
You handed it to me. You didn't say don't eat. You just said here.
Don't you know, is my saying is it's a trap.
Uh-huh.
I got three sayings.
It was a delicious trap, too.
I got three sayings, and this is the world to live by. Give me the cookies, it's a trap, and hit it with a stick. I'm looking to expand my vocabulary to include a variety of other phrases and stuff, but those are my main three.
How about...
I don't like that one.
Renee's green gas cloud.
No... Because I don't want to know about methane.
I'm just saying, you know, green gas clouds around Renee.
Yeah, it's usually methane.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's usually either a blue-green or whatever the hell they want to call it. Depends on what kind of gas the base was from. We're not going there.
What's the hottest part of the flame?
The hottest part of the flame is the center.
It's the part that we can't see.
Okay.
It is. Actually, when you look at a flame, you notice there's this curve around the blue.
Yes.
And it's...
That's only when you're looking at a Bunsen burner, though, because there's no blue on a regular flame.
Well, this is... Well, no, I mean, if you light a match or something. If you light a match or something, you see that. Anyway, that invisible portion.
Yes, it's called a penumbra, I believe.
Yeah, I could not remember the name of it.
Yep, so I believe it's called the penumbra. Yeah. But, most importantly... you just hit a button there. Hollywood and fire and well, in general, pyrotechnics in general. Did you know that if you have a cigarette, you cannot light gasoline with that?
Oh, yeah. It's actually not the liquid that catches fire. It's the fumes.
Correct. Well, the liquid also catches fire. But the ignition is not based on hot. it's based on actual fire. So right. A match or a lighter, yes, that'll set gasoline on fire. But a cigarette is not going to set gasoline on fire.
No.
I don't care how hot that cigarette is. I don't care how smoky that cigarette is. You throw it in a thing of gasoline, it's like, yeah, that's cute. And that's about it.
It puts out the cigarette, actually.
Correct. Because ignition is based on the certain combination of free-ranging protons and electrons and neurons. No, no neurons, because that would be a brain thing. And how it hits. Ignition is based on friction, not based on warm.
I'm going to start calling you Jordy.
Why?
Because you just remind me of Jordy with all that Star Trek talk.
Okay, dude, we talked about Jordy last 3 weeks ago in that movie Rise of the Zombies.
Yes, we did. Yes,
he was in that movie, he didn't have a very happy end. But whatever.
At least he wasn't stalled.
And at least he didn't have the visor, made him look really goofy looking.
Yeah. You know, I got to say that Last Generations movie they did when they took the visors off of him was so much better.
Generations movie, last one. Which one was that?
You're going to make me go IMDb, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to make you IMDb.
I think it was Nemesis is what it was called.
Nemesis was a Generations movie?
Yeah.
Yes, Nemesis was a Generations movie because Data was in that.
Well, yeah, Data was in all the Generations movies.
Yeah. Well, I don't really feel like talking about Star Trek, though.
Okay, well, while we're still in the stars,
no,
I have to ask this one question.
Uh-oh. Are you going to try and embarrass Renee again?
No.
Because that's okay. I don't mind.
I don't know if you actually saw... Yeah, right? I don't know if you actually saw the
Godzilla.
The release of information for the new Star Wars movie.
I saw something briefly the other day, but I didn't really read too much on it because it just looked like it was pablum gloss over stuff. So I don't know if that's what we're talking about.
Well, they're saying that it's going to take place 30 years after...
they've been talking about that since it first started.
Well, I mean, it's official now. They put it out in writing.
Yeah, it's going to be Han Solo's and Princess Leia's kids coming into their own sort of thing.
And what about Luke?
Luke's got a whole different kettle of fish to play with, right?
Well, I'm thinking he's going to be Obi-Wan.
Well, the equivalent thereof, I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah, they did want Luke back in the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was somebody that they didn't want back in the movie. Couldn't remember who it was. Yeah, doesn't matter. It'll be whatever it'll be. But, speaking of movies...
Uh-huh.
You know what movies I watched this weekend?
What'd you watch?
I had myself a Roger Corman fest.
Uh-oh.
I watched Dino Shark. It's as bad as it sounds.
I already thought that right away.
And the second movie I watched... Dino Croc versus Super Gator.
You know, I almost watched that one.
They're not bad. I mean, they're fun movies to watch. They are goofy B movies or whatever. But you got to hand it to Roger Corman. He knows how to make a movie. He has this amazing ability to get you involved in a story without actually telling you the story. This is the amazing thing I was watching and wondering. It's like, I realized it in the second movie. Dude, he knows the art of... all his movies are basically the same thing. Bunch of kids at a beach, having fun, party time, woohoo, sexy girls, bikinis, all this other stuff, water, blah, 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 stuff going on, blah, 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 stuff going on, and then critters.
Critters.
And then people are trying to save everybody else against the critters, because the critters are going to kill everybody, so we know the critters are going to kill everybody, that's why they're there.
Critters.
Okay? But his movies are pretty much exactly the same. I mean, I'm watching this movie and I'm thinking, Piranha! I don't know, do you remember Piranha? The movie from the 70s?
Yep.
That was a Corman movie as well. Yep. So it follows basically the same storyline where the critters get out and fun ensues. But Dino Shark has itself a giant shark.
See, every time you say critters, I'm thinking of the movie.
Oh, I love the movies Critters. I love all four. And speaking of which, Leonardo DiCaprio's first film role was in Critters 4.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Sorry, Critters 3, not 4. 4 was the one where they were in outer space.
Was that? Oh, yeah, because I think they only went to 4, didn't they?
Yeah, they only went to 4. The third one was the one in the apartment building in the big city, and DiCaprio was the slumlord's son. He was learning a lesson. It's like, oh, hey, yeah, okay, great. Learning how to be a slumlord. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Yeah.
Worked so well, he had an inception moment.
Oh, that was bad. That was a stinky com. Dude. That was stinky.
Yeah, so was the film, but... I don't know if you saw Inception or not, but it was just... Yeah, okay.
Okay, let me see if I can remember which one Inception was.
It was the one where they invaded dreams.
Oh, yes, I did see that one.
Mm-hmm.
It had a really cool effect at one point where the world was like turning over and they were like flouncing from the floor to the ceiling, then the ceiling back to the floor, and was going in a reared world thing, and it was an amazing shot. But yeah, I thought the movie was extremely predictable.
Not only that, I mean, I'll give you the goods on it was that they had a lot of good special effects, but
visually beautiful movie, but the story was pretty basic.
Exactly. You could predict it. You predicted the whole movie the whole way through.
Oh yeah, no, they basically telegraphed every shot, and even the ooh, look at the scary, weird, funny, odd. Ooh, it's an amazingly random, odd twist. No, it was pretty much predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but Dino Shark. So check this out. This movie is about a shark. Well, they actually have a specific dinosaur name for it, but I can't remember what it was. Basically, it's the progenitor of the modern-day shark, as it were. Stuck in an iceberg up in the Antarctic, and guess what? It breaks free. And the sharks get free! Woo! Ends up eating somebody and making its way down to Mexico all of a sudden in like a couple of days. That's a fast damn shark.
No joke.
Do you know the name Eric Balfour?
A name does sound familiar.
He's been on some movies. As soon as I saw him show up, I knew that name. I know that face. I really couldn't tell you anything that he's been in, but he's been in some stuff. Usually, like, I think the comedy type, hey, look, fun at the beach sort of stuff movies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's the big name in the movie. So, it really is pretty basic movie about a giant shark going around killing everybody. Well, how do I put this lightly? It actually walks on land on its giant fins, and then it goes and eats people.
This reminds me of another movie I watched similar to
it. The other movie that they were advertising through the thing, and I haven't picked it up, and I have to watch it. It's called Sharktopus. Also a Corman movie.
And this is the one where it's the shark versus the octopus?
No, that's Mega Shark versus... Mega Shark versus Mega Octopus or something like that. Giant Octopus. Something like that. No, Shark Octopus is where Eric Roberts, brother of Julia Roberts, is the main villain, has bred a shark and an octopus together. So it's the front of a shark and the back end of an octopus. That just looked freaky as cool.
That sounds really interesting.
I have to watch that one and pick that up now as well. So, yes. So, Dino Shark is about a giant shark. It just happens to be a legacy from the old prehistoric dinosaur days. It's going around just eating everybody. There is a number of really corny scenes where, hey, look, that guy's going to get eaten, isn't he? Ka-junk. Yep, he got eaten. There's this one scene where the army guys are brought into play, and they're shooting the thing with the gun, not doing any damage to the shark whatsoever, is because, oh, it's got a skin thick like metal hide, and they bring this walking tank out. Yes, we developed this tank for working out in the deserts in Iran, because, you know, tanks with their tracks were designed for deserts like in Iran.
Yeah.
So they needed to make this one walk. Oh, and Keenan just mentioned something about Sharknado. It's like, well, I've seen that one, and that's not as good.
I'll tell you this. Remember I told you a lot of classics got brought back to Netflix? Sharknado was one of them that got added to it.
Dude, that is not a classic. It only came out this year.
Well, I know it came out. Was it this year? Or end of last year.
End of last year, whatever. November last year, something like that.
No, just recently released. But remember I said it was there and then they yanked it? when we were talking, I think it was when you first started talking about it, I was like, okay, I'll watch it, because I knew it was there.
Yeah.
Then I went to go watch it, and they yanked it off. Now they just recently put it back on, so.
Well, surprisingly enough, everybody knew for a fact that with all the hype that Sharknado got, Sharknado 2 is being filmed. It's actually being filmed right now.
Oh, wow.
Tiffany Shepis is in it. And I know she can act. So she's not going to be, what's her nut? Oh, crap, what the hell was her name?
I don't know.
In the movie.
Yeah, you can't see. That's a problem. You got to watch it first round. So I will watch it between here and next Wednesday.
Ah, crikey. Okay.
It's on the must-view list.
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, it's Sharknado is good for a laugh. The movie is not Roger Corman B-movie. It's bad B-movie. Like, it's so bad B-movie. It's like, really? There's not even a shred of consistency moving from that plot point to that plot point. How the hell do you get the Hummer off the top of a building? What? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, Megalodon versus Mega Shark. That was the movie that you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one I watched.
Because
He's laying eggs, or the giant croc is laying eggs all the way through. That's right. Yeah, I do. I actually had to crack up laughing because the graphics in that weren't all that good. And that one guy is just looking, oh my god, it's a big crocodile. And he's looking off in some other direction, and here it comes, and just nom.
Okay, you are going to also like Dino Shark and Dino Croc versus Super Gator then. Oh, we didn't get into the second movie, Dino Croc versus Super Gator.
Oh, well, there it is.
Hey, so the premise on this movie is the bad guys, featured by David Carradine. Ooh, big name here in this movie. He is subverting the scientist guy's secret formula to make growth hormones for plants to make food for everybody in the world. Look at that! Giant mushrooms! Because that's what the world wants to feed on, is giant mushrooms. Neither here nor there. So, what do? They take this formula and implant an alligator and a crocodile. Why? Why not? You know what I mean?
Yep, definitely.
So, and by the way, they break out of their containment centers. And they get away and they're all over the place and fun ensues and they go and kill everything. And that's the movie.
That's pretty simple, cut and dry.
I love the introduction of the character, the bounty hunter guy, the mercenary. Oh, he's the big tough guy. What was his? His nickname was the Cajun. Louisiana Bayous. Cajun is thing or whatever. So his character name is the Cajun. He doesn't look a bit Cajun. He doesn't sound a bit Cajun. But he's the Cajun, because why? He comes from the swamps, and he's got a gun, and he's the whole well-muscled thing that the women people like, and he's got that whole tough guy attitude. Dude, he's not a Cajun, but he's funny as hell, because he's the tough guy, and he's like, yeah, I just want to kill me some giant gators and crocodiles.
Yep, definitely sounds like the guy from Megalodon versus Shark.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me if that was a Corman movie, too, so.
Yeah, because they get this, they hunt this one guy down who apparently has chased after this shark forever, and he thought the shark was dead. And, you know, now they got him hunting down this gator, and, of course, he sounds almost at one point, I cracked up laughing because he sounded like the crocodile hunter. You know, by crikey!
I'm going to shove my thumb up this creature's butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And hope he don't get mad.
Oh, Mega Shark versus Croxaurus.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Oh?
And Jack wasn't saying that this was Shark Week. Of course it's Shark Week.
Mega Shark Week.
Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Mega Shark versus that. Mega Shark versus Croxaurus. Megalodon. I don't know what the hell all these are, but it's all fun.
All right, let's see. Mega Shark.
Ooh, I like the sound of this one. Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'll watch that. Wait a sec, I gotta read up on this. Who's the director on this? Emil Edwin Smith. I don't know him. I don't know any of these people. Oh, a lot of attractive people in this movie. But I don't know any of them. I'll still watch it. I gotta check it out. Gotta find it. It's supposed to come out this month, this year.
Alright. On Netflix, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus is on there.
You're going to have to watch that.
I think that's the one I watched
already. Oh, okay. That would make sense, because that's a goofy-ass movie is looking as well. I haven't seen that one.
As far as other shark ones right now, Sharknado's on there.
Of course it is.
Two-headed shark attack. I thought that was going to happen. You know,
I love these goofy, weird monster movies. This stuff just makes me laugh my butt off.
Yeah.
Ooh. And being a zombie, that's okay, because I can just put my butt back on. So I don't mind laughing my butt off, because that makes me happy.
Okay, I'm curious. This one is actually going on the watch list, even though it's got a bad rating. You're gonna have to Shakira?
I ain't watched no movie called Shakira.
Oh, it says when S-A-A, two A's, K-S-H-I, Shekshi? I don't know. Commits suicide to avoid a fate worse than death. She is reborn with a second personality, Shakira, a fearless superhero.
I think there's a good reason why it's got a bad rating. It sounds dumb. And I don't mean bad as like, oh, look, that's bad, it's funny. That just sounds bad and dumb.
Right. Uh-oh.
I didn't do it.
Shakma.
Shock.
Shakma.
Killer Clowns versus Jaws?
Turned murderous by experimental drugs, a baboon escapes from a laboratory and attacks a group of students in the building.
Ooh, my favorite monkey scene, which I mentioned in last week's episode, is in Mother of Tears. Asia, oh crap, what the hell. I'm forgetting names.
Barracuda.
Okay, we're going to let the gas out. A little bit of green cloud from somebody there.
Don't push too hard, Jesus.
Oh, I don't have to push. It just goes on its own. Argento, Asia Argento, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Is being chased around by, I like Jack's suggestion as well, by this crazy monkey in the library. It's like running for like 5 minutes, like, holy crap, look at this monkey running all over the place with this giant knife about ready to stab the crap out of her. It's like, it's cool. But yes, I would watch this movie that Jack just suggested, Machete versus Sharkzilla.
Ooh,
that would work for me. No. That would work for me. I would watch that. But
throw a little Samuel L. Jackson in there.
I ain't waiting for no mutter trucking shark to just. Have you seen Deep Blue? Deep Blue Sea?
I might have. It sounds very familiar.
Oh, it's got the one scene where Samuel Jackson. Yeah, Samuel Jackson is yapping about, we're not going to let no giant oversized shark take care of our and push us around. And good junk jumps out and eats him whole and then jumps back in the water.
Well, make sure if you ever interview him, you don't call him the wrong
Lawrence Fishburne, yes. Don't call him that. And don't call Lawrence Fishburne Samuel Jackson because it's like they're two totally different people.
Yeah, and I don't know what Lawrence Fishburne's reaction is going to be, but I guarantee you don't want Samuel L. Jackson's reaction.
No, I saw that. I did chuckle. It's like, wait a sec, dude. You got played, dude. That was bad.
He dominated that interview just to dog that guy the rest of the interview. It was good.
Seriously, that's just not cool, man. If you're going to be interviewing somebody, it's one thing to make a mistake on the pronunciation of their name. It's like, okay, not everybody knows how to pronounce everybody's names. But don't call them somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Shaft versus Land Shark.
Oh, wait. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Candy ass. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Land Shark.
Land Shark who?
I don't know. I'm just hungry. I want to eat people.
I kind of like Jack's last one. Shaft versus Land Shark.
I don't think that's going to happen. I'm pretty sure. I'm willing to bet a little bit of money on it, but I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen. movie about sharks getting their revenge on us for Sharknado. Well, Keenan, I'm going to mention to you a movie that's got nothing to do with sharks, but is basically that storyline. It's called Treevenge.
Oh, God, I remember you talking about that.
Watch that. It is a short movie, a 10-minute long movie done by the same guys who did Hobo with a Shotgun, a couple other things as well. It is freaking hilarious about Christmas trees who are so pissed off about being taken advantage of and cut down and sold into slavery in people's homes and then thrown away later. And then, damn. Oh, and I was going to talk about that one, too.
Yeah, you just mentioned it, so I had to pop it in there.
Okay, fine. Well, that one wasn't Treevenge. That's the scary movie short 3-minute thing that Dudeface did. I don't remember his name. But that little clip thing there is funny as hell. And this we're talking, of course, is about the link that EW, and by the way, I'm just doing that because it sounded funny, put in the chat room there. That little 3-minute video is, to me, the funniest stuff out there.
For those who want to know, it's lifebuzz.com/scary/.
Watch it.
Watch it. Yeah.
With the lights out.
It's the best 3 minutes of your life.
With the lights out.
Oh, yeah. Do it with the lights out.
And then try to go to bed. Yeah.
Actually, that should be your bedtime watching.
That is my bedtime watching. I watched that a few minutes before I went to bed the other night. It's like, okay, cool.
Right. Well, thank God you don't have that kind of electricity.
No, mine's good electricity. It gets paid for by somebody. I don't know who, but somebody pays for it. Wah, 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 wah. But you know what? I think it's time for an intermezzo.
Well, that we can do.
Okay.
time to journey to the center of the mind. Center of the mind.
A rinky dinky diddly do, a rinky dinky diddly do, a rinky dink, a rinky dink, and a rinky dink, and I got that. Yeah, that's, if anybody knows, that's the Amboy Dukes doing Journey to the Center of Your Mind. I've always liked that song. It's an old song. It's from like the early 70s, and it's old, but it's a fun song.
Cookies.
Because that's what's at the center of your mind, is a cookie. And this is how we differentiate and define what people are like, is by the concept and the color and the taste and the actual, the joie de vivre, let's throw some French in there, of the cookie that's in the center of their mind.
Sweetly.
But, keeping on the theme with movies and discussions therein and whatever, did you see the trailer for Amazing Spidey number 2?
I did.
And
it looks a lot better than what we originally were thinking it was going to be.
Indeed. However, I think the tweaks and the twerks and the turny robots that they're going to do on the villains, because I think there's going to be several villains this time around, because we see at least three of them. Although necessarily the third one may not necessarily be a villain, might be a good guy, might be a not, might not even show up much in the movie. However, it does lay the foundation for the Sinister Six.
Definitely. And, there's a couple of things in there that I still have questions on, and I'm curious to see where it's going to go to. I was wondering, because I did see a green eye in there.
Yep. Oh, and they showed you his jet flying thing, too.
Well, no. I did see that shadow, but the green eye is being like... I forgot what the lizard guy was. It was...
Lizard? Lizard's not in it.
Yeah, but it was his professor that was the lizard last time.
Yeah,
I saw the green eye, and it looked like that was kind of like a, hey, he's still around type thing.
Well, they put him in jail. They made a reference to him in the end of the first movie, but I don't think he's going to be in this movie. I'm worried that they're going to have like a whole bunch of villains in this movie, and it's going to get messed up like they did with the Venom version of Spider-Man the first time around, the third, fourth one or whatever. Jack is mentioning something about Green Goblin. They show you a bit. You see Harry Osborn, so you know he's going to be in it, but whatever. I'm really laughing perturbed about Electro and Rhino. I mean, really, Rhino's a cyborg guy with a big, huge, giant armor outfit. It's like, why not make him Rhino? That was the whole point of Rhino.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
See, it's gonna be one of those things where, I'm hoping that what we saw was not the...
That was the whole movie right there.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. That's actually what I am totally afraid of.
I don't think it is. I do think the movie is going to be better than I was originally thinking it was going to be. However, it's going to be, let's reinterpret the characters that you've known and grown up with so long, and let's make them new and modern and different so that the young people who are going to be buying this stuff are going to be the ones who really like it. Because you guys who really watched it and read it and cared about it for so long, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
But the opening clip of Spidey twirling around and all that, that's like, okay, I gotta watch this on a big screen, because that's the only way to watch that kind of thing. So,
well, I'll give you this, that what we did see in the previews, the graphics looked really good.
Yes.
They were very clean.
And so did the lawn gnomes.
Yes, so did the lawn gnomes.
Yes.
But, I mean, for the
killer lawn gnomes.
For the most part, I think it's going to come out really good.
Yes, I think it's going to be a good movie, but I think it's going to be basically ripping apart our origins for characters and stuff in the thing. I think they're going to really mess about how I remember those characters. Spidey is going to be the same. Smart mouth, schmarmy, wisecracking, blah, 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 blah. I think the villains are going to be completely different.
They made Peter Parker kind of the smart mouth, too, by the preview I saw.
Yeah, and that's always his character. The guy who's doing Peter Parker, I think, is a really good choice. I liked him in the first movie. He fit the role. He's an awkward teenager growing into whatever environment scenarios that he's going on, and he was a smartass.
Yeah.
That's what Spidey was all he was about. And the girl who's playing Gwen Stacy, love her. She's bang on Gwen Stacy. Totally, totally buy her as Gwen.
When did she die?
Hey, now.
Well, I remember she died. I just don't...
She died in the comic books, yes.
Yeah, so I was thinking she died this one.
I don't know. She might. Who knows? I'm not... Even if she did die, I wouldn't be telling people that.
Unless they do the...
It might be the end of the movie.
Well, no, you know what I was thinking? Because
they're at the beginning of the next movie that they do.
If they're introducing the six, what if they're only introducing three here and then the other three into the next part, so like it's like a two-part two?
That's possible, but there would have been more information on that, I think. I think they're going to have all six of the Sinister Six in this movie, and it's going to be freaky.
Yeah, it's going to be a shock when it happens. But
oh, that was a shock on the Electro character. Although I don't think that was deliberate.
Yeah, I don't know. You look at Jamie Foxx and you just can't see evil.
Who?
Jamie Foxx. That's who's playing Electrode.
Oh. Well, the whole getup that he was done, all shiny and sparkly, that was evil to me.
Well, yeah, but...
Look, it's all scary looking. Ugh.
Well, Jamie Foxx has always been a comedian. He's yes. about being funny. The only serious role I've ever seen him do that he really did a good job on was... God, I can't think of the guy's name.
The Army. Ray Charles.
Ray Charles, yeah. When he did Ray, he did a really good job. He was very serious in there. He really sold the role. What previews I've seen of him as the villain in here, I just don't see him as selling it. I mean, that's the whole thing. He could have probably done great as a professor or somebody else, but I just don't think that's the character that he should have been.
Yeah, well, it's a wait and see.
Yeah.
It's a wait and see. But
maybe they're just showing the crappiest roles of him in this one. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. I think they're going to hide the other characters because if they really bring Mysterio in, I will delete it, edit it out. But I will love that because I love Mysterio as a character for Spider-Man as a villain. It's freaky awesome because it's a whole, hey, whiz bang, shoo, it's a giant guy with a giant bowl on his head. Wait, no, that's actually his head, not a bowl. Whatever. But yes, moving on to the other big splashy type thing movie coming out this year as well. And I'm also going to talk about an article I read earlier today as well. It's got nothing to do with these specific movies, but got to do with movies in general.
Okay.
Captain America 3, Winter Soldier. Yeah. Ooh, my goodness. I don't know if everybody noticed it or not, but there was a leak of 11 minutes of the movie, the beginning of the movie, on online today.
A leak.
Oh, wait. Can you say, because it's a Russian site that's hosting it, can you say, ooh, sounds like marketing at work to me?
Honestly, probably, because typically a big movie like this will always open overseas first. So you're going to get the big marketing on that side. So, you know, because this is where, that's actually the area where they feel they're going to fail the most on the film. If they get a good turnout over there, they know they're going to get an awesome turnout over here. Well, they already know they're going to get the awesome turnout.
Yes, this is one of those movies where they've got so much money riding on the book, it's going to do well. And I, quite frankly, I think Captain America 3 is going to be a slam dunk awesome movie for this. Because the first two movies were really well done. Awesome.
Isn't this?
Two movies? Wait. Second movie. This is the second movie.
Yeah, you keep confusing me with that.
The Avengers movie I keep thinking is the second Captain America movie. It's always stuck in my head like that.
Well, he kind of led it, so yeah, you're right.
The Avengers is the second Captain America movie. I'm sticking with my story and moving on. But What I want to say about the leaked 11 minutes that I saw, because I saw it. I had to. When I saw it was up there, I was like, yes, I'm going to watch that now.
Well, oh, I've got it.
I chemical oozes came out of me watching that.
Yeah. That was a little TMI.
That was better than how I was going to say it. Dude, Keenan, you're not supposed to give away that piece of very important information because some people don't actually know that. I knew it. But a lot of people who are going to watch that movie don't know that.
The only part about the story, I knew who the villain was. The only part about it was is I forgot how it happened. That's, I mean...
What do you mean? The same way as Natasha Romanoff became the Black Widow.
I don't want to give spoilers on you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But what I will point out from the 11 minutes I saw, Dude Face playing Captain America, holy crap, has he gotten good as Wirework and Mr. Macho Fight Guy. Damn, that was impressively and believable.
Is it me or did they loosen up the suit? Because the suit looked a lot baggier this time.
I didn't really notice. I wasn't looking.
Well, it wasn't that I was looking for that. There was a still shot of of the film, and I mean, it didn't look like the same exact suit. It looked totally different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's why I'm thinking it was. Did you just share the link?
I'm about to.
Okay, because I was looking for it myself. Copy link. Dun, dun, dun. Ah, he beat me to it. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, the still shot just really made it look like the suit was a lot looser. It wasn't the same. It wasn't the Avengers suit.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The girls are going to love this movie because he starts the bloody movie off in a skin tight one of those Under Armour shirts. It's like, you can see all the forms of his muscles. It's like, I don't need to see that. Okay, fine, moving on.
Well, but you know that's why they're trying to sell that portion.
I know. Captain America is going to appeal to men and women because the guys are going to go see it as like comic book movie, look, action, bang, things blow up, yay! The women are going to look at it as like, ooh, dreamy little Captain America guy. So it's going to sell to everybody.
Watch Batman.
Yeah, but I am really looking forward to the Black Widow's role in this movie because I think she's going to get a lot more screen time on it this time. She is also awesome.
Yeah.
Fight, shoot, bang, bang, bang. Oh, wow. Did you just... Yes, yeah, she just did that.
I didn't watch this week's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't tell me nothing. No.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't tell you, but I did hear rumor.
Lady Sif?
No, that was last week. I saw that.
Okay, fine.
This week is all Deathlok.
Don't tell me nothing, because I don't want to see it until I'm ready to see it.
That's all I've been told, so I have yet to see it.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. Don't tell me nothing.
I didn't share the link with you.
Wait.
There's a link of Deathlok's entire outfit.
Is it cybernetic, or is it all body armor?
It kind of looks both.
Okay, that's fine. I can live with that. Is it got the red, white, and blue?
Yeah, it actually was red, white, and... Good. Well, it was kind of red, silver, and blue.
Well, that's fine. Does he have the eye patch with the one cybernetic eye that looks red?
That's the part I couldn't make out. Okay. I'll find the link while we're talking, and I'll share it with you. But that was the part I couldn't make out because they kind of had him in shadows. According to the article that I saw and the pictures they showed.
That would make sense because he was a shadow assassin, warrior kind of guy.
Yeah, now they're still leaving. Well, I haven't watched this episode, so I have no clue what happened on this one. But the way they left off in the last episode, they're
You're
still...
You're going to tell me stuff and I haven't seen it yet.
No. Trust me. I'm not a spoiler. I don't give away...
Yeah, right.
In the last episode, they did not. They hinted at things about him, which. Sorry, I just saw something you're gonna like. This is my squirrel moment. Take a first look at some exciting new art from Marvel's Ant-Man.
I'm not looking at that one either. Because that actually, that one is supposed to be a comedy.
Really?
Ant-Man is supposed to end up being a comedy, yep.
They also got on this link Avengers Age of Ultron and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy is going to be super awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And Jack is right. There wasn't a... I'd heard about this as well. It was a Marvel Universe thing. Next week is the Deathlok episode.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but, good. And I'm not...
So now, I want to talk about the article I read today.
Yes, yes.
Because this is... No, wrong Deathlok... Okay, he's talking about Deathlok. Mark is on a different page altogether. Jack will straighten him out, I'm sure. So I was reading an article, and I've seen something about similar things posted earlier by... who are the two big directors? Who did Avatar? What's his face?
Cameron.
John Cameron and... who was the other one? Cameron. Okay, well, there's two big directors. Cameron...
And Spielberg.
Yeah, that's it, Spielberg. And they were talking about how the future of Hollywood movies is going to be that they're going to see a lot more big-budget Hollywood flops. And we start with Disney's John Carter of Mars. Great movie. I loved it a lot.
I can't. I cannot find that film. I've gone...
I got it on Blu-ray.
I don't have a Blu-ray.
That's fine. I'm just saying I got it on Blu-ray. It's an easily available movie. It should be easy to find. It's usually in bargain bins now because it's...
Every time I go in, it is sold out.
Okay, well...
I mean, now, if it's selling out like that, why...
You're missing the point as to what I was getting to, but the article I was reading today.
Oh, go. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Mute my mind.
So, this year alone, there is expected to be, 18 or 24 big-budget blockbuster movies. We're talking one every weekend through the summer, and in some cases, five different weekends, two big-budget blockbuster movies. This industry can't support this kind of thing. It's out of control. Everybody doesn't flock to go to see every single one of the blockbuster movies. You're not going to see 15 different big-ass movies throughout the summer. I'm going to see two, at most. And this year it's going to be... I'm not telling.
I know one of them.
Well, yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy is one of them.
Yep.
And Captain America is one of them. And I'll probably see one or two more. Maybe. Spidey, maybe. I'm hoping. But it all depends on the gang. But that's the thing. There is burnout in going to the theaters. People are not going to theaters to see that many movies. They're still going to see movies as often as they would normally, but that's about it. They're not increasing the frequency with which they go see movies. However, Hollywood is finally starting to smarten up. I don't know if they're actually smartening up or it's just sort of the dynamics have moved it this way. The movie itself, which always used to be what they called a tentpole economics, was we make one really big movie, and it makes a lot of money, and the three other movies that we made and failed, it covers and it balances out. But what the real money is actually in the aftermarket stuff. So the DVD sales, the selling it on NBC when they do their movie night or whatever, or when they make action figures for it to support it, or comic books to support the tie-ins, all this other stuff, that's where the real money is. So when we do release night and we have, it's a $17 billion movie, but we only grossed $4 billion at the door. What? This movie failed. Yet they make $28 billion on the movie in after sales products. Mm. Oh yeah, Godzilla. Shit, that's five movies I got to see at the theaters this year. Crap! It's just the time. It's all about time. I mean, the time.
Yes,
and as Jack says, you must friggin' order John Carter because it's a really well done movie. It captures the spirit of the movie, of the book, so well, and it's a beautiful movie. It's a little slow sometimes, but it works even within that context.
Yeah, I'll probably hit it up on Amazon and look for it on Amazon.
So, I'm thinking that movies in general, because Hollywood for me, I mean, it's always been this issue. Hollywood makes crappy movies. They make a lot of crappy movies. They make one or two stellar, spectacular gems that you can say, oh, look, that's nice and shiny and pretty. I have to watch that. It must be mine. It will be mine. I will get it. I will be mine. Yes, yes, yes. And then they make a lot of crap. So they make like 20, 30 movies every year. And the big six production houses make a bunch of movies. Half of them we don't even hear about. And those are the ones that actually do well individually on their own, because they're the art movies, they're the stylistic movies, they're the movies that the women like to go see, and the song and dance movies or whatever. It's like, I'm not watching that crap, but they do well enough on their own. But then you get the big budget movies, and more of those are flopping. Mm-hmm. What was the other one that flopped? Oh crap, I can't remember what the movie was this year that flopped.
This year so far?
Yeah, there's already one that flopped. We have last year's thing with... oh, crap, I hate stupid names remembering. Tango and Cash... Not Tango and Cash. Cowboy and Indian movie. Tonto. Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Dude, that so flopped. $200 million movie, and it made $5 million at the box office on open weekend?
Yeah.
Dude, that sucked. There was like 5 flops last year, and I think there was one already so far. I can't remember the names. I'm not going to worry about it. However, oh yeah, yeah, the Frankenstein movie that came out this year. That was it.
Which one?
Crap. The new Frankenstein movie that came out this year.
Frankenstein's Monster?
I think that's it.
I thought that one wasn't due out until later. I didn't know that already came out.
That's what I'm saying. Is it already came out?
Wow.
Okay. Let's see. It was the 2013.
Oh, 300. The new 300. I've heard mixed reviews about that, Jack.
And Jack really hates that movie.
Yeah, I heard it was like,
I, Frankenstein. That was the one I'm thinking about.
Frankenstein, that's right.
Yeah,
I heard that this new 300, if you want to go, I mean, the main reason you were going was for the visual effects, and those were what it was all about.
Yeah, but it misses the point on so much of the history that's like, why bother?
Was there any history after the original 300?
Yeah, they all died.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you're just talking about a bunch of the revenge of people revenging on the 300. I mean, it just didn't make, yeah. I'm sorry, I never did get the concept of it.
Yeah, I, Frankenstein came out January. It was like out and gone. You couldn't even see it.
Wow.
That's how I was going to go see it because it was like, oh, look at all these exploding things. Angels jumping off roofs, flying down, attacking the demons. Like, I'm going to watch it. It's like, damn, I missed that.
Yeah, that to me, that if it came out, if it came out and disappeared that quick, then yeah.
And it was a big budget movie. I mean, there's a lot of names attached to that movie. There was a lot of production value in that movie. It was a... And it died horribly. Now, that's probably going to do really well in DVD sales afterwards. I didn't even see action figures for that. That, by the way, is my measure of how well a movie's going to do or not do. If they... the previews catalog, which I order for from my store, they put out action figures and movie tie-in stuff and all that other stuff that goes with it. If there is a whole crap load of stuff put out for the movie 2-3 months before the movie comes out, the movie's going to dive. They did that with Green Lantern. Oh, there's another flop one. There was crap loads of stuff out for Green Lantern. All kinds of stuff. It's like, oh crap, that movie's going to suck.
And you know how bad?
It did.
If it sucks so bad, there's a problem with this. Why are they making a second one?
Because it's still... The thing is, anybody in Hollywood says, no, movies don't make money. No. Is a load of crap. They make a lot of money. They do. Whether it's in the box office take, or whether it's in the merchandise tie-ins, or whether it's in the spin-off stuff that comes in afterwards. They all make money.
Except for one film. It was a Batman film. They're in debt. They gave away the film. They did a lot of things they weren't supposed to. They literally are in debt.
Which movie?
I can't remember if it was the one that... It was the Batman with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Okay, the fourth one. George Clooney.
I think that was the one.
George Clooney, Uma Thurman, Alicia Silverstone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Dudeface playing Bane. It was a terrible movie. It was one of the worst Batman movies I'd ever seen.
huge budget, and yet they're in more debt than what the budget was.
But this is kind of... Okay. Hollywood works on weird mechanics for economics. When you go to the theater and you buy your ticket to get in, guess what happens? Part of the reason that that movie gets in that theater is because the movie company has paid the theater to play that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's not the other way around where the movie theater actually pays the company to play that movie. They're being paid to play that movie. So on top of what they get paid from the distribution companies and your ticket charge and your concessions, they're making money hand and foot. Why is it that they're saying not? I mean, I go to a Superplex whatever theater. It's busy as crap. Now, mind you, there's the other one. You go down a couple of miles, or, I don't know, another district or whatever, and it's dead. It's like, great, I'd love to find that one because that's where I would go.
You know, the films, the okay, let me help you on something on this. Theaters on opening weekend, a percentage of that has to go back to the people, the marketing company, which actually, if it breaks, if they, okay, let's just say the marketing company does a $2 million budget, okay, and the film brings in a $6 million figure. Well, the marketing company gets rebounds their money and has to hand over the rest over to the other,
right,
back to the people. That's how the film companies profit, only on opening weekend, because after that, they don't get any more kickback until royalties on the purchase of the DVDs or any, like you said, the comic books or the action figures and stuff like that. That's the only other place they get the royalties on.
But that's where the main money is.
Yeah, the biggest money, as you said, yes, opening weekend.
That's no, the main money is now not on opening weekend. The main money is really in all of the ancillary stuff that comes in afterwards.
Well, Avengers was one of the few films that they showed how critical and how different it can be, because they not only broke records in sales, they
got loads of them.
Yeah, they profited,
yes,
over their budget.
Yes,
during that time, and then that meant every single penny that comes in after for sales,
it's
on
pure
all these
profit.
Stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, but see, this is why I'm saying that the mechanics and the economics for movie making production is weird, because you can have a movie like Batman and Robin, and you can keep that artificially in debt in order to offset the other sides that are making money, and that's how the cost economy is working for. Hollywood is rampant with the whole concept of tax write-offs. Everything that you create in Hollywood as far as the movie production business, da, 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 all these costs, da, 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 all rolls into the cost of the movie. Da, da, da. Oh, the movie doesn't make any money because there's all these costs. Before and after the release and production of that movie, it's like all these costs. Look at this. It's still costing us money. Oh, yeah, we're still marketing this thing. We're paying money on this. And of course it is, because that's the way. And what the hell is that?
That's name, I guess.
No, I'm talking about in the chat room.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. You can deal with that. I don't know what it is. I'm not gonna. Zemda.
Speaking of time.
Yes, I see that. So, this has been a crapload of fun happening down. Look at how we all just sort of dibby-dibby-dibby all the way the time. Everybody in the chat room, thanks for coming out and joining us. I appreciate it all greatly. Go check us out on Facebook. Go check us out on Twitter. Go check us out on whatever other social media things that we can possibly grab our fingers on and get into the pie and go to all whatever. And EW, thanks for joining me once again.
Yes, yes.
Kids in Calahoos, have yourself a pleasant one.
Metallica's next. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.